Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned during the first hour. Brooks Kubik is going to be joining me to talk about the Anti-Planet Fitness Program. Planet Fitness should be called the Progress Free Zone, and we're going to discuss why that is. And then we're going to be changing it up at the top of the second hour. Dr. Jared Scowron is going to be joining us to talk about a Connecticut mom who says her son developed autism immediately after receiving the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine. And we're going to talk about this fervor around the measles outbreak all of a sudden. I have some theories, and I'm going to run them by Dr. Scowron. Just want to mention that today's show is being brought to you by a special grant from All-American Pharmaceutical and their product line, which is All-American EFX Sports. You can learn more about them by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking one of the All-American EFX banner ads. Brooks Kubik, how you doing?
Carl, I'm great. How are you today?
You know, usually you and I do physical culture radio, but I got to get some stuff off my chest here. I'm just so tired of Planet Fitness. And I want to discuss it with you because I know that you have a background in team sports and physical culture. And I want you to tell me if I'm right or wrong about some of these feelings that I have. The first feeling I have is that Planet Fitness is trying to purposely attract people who have no interest in progress in the gym, selling them gym memberships so they can say that they have gym memberships, but really that's as far as it goes. And from that standpoint, the people that they try to exclude from their atmosphere, which they like to call lunkheads or lunks, like you or I would be considered, actually elevate the quality of the experience in the gym and give people something to shoot for as opposed to intimidating them. What do you think about that comment?
I agree 100%. You know, the first thing that I'll note is that the chain gym concept came out in the 50s. And the business model for it has always been you sign up a whole bunch of new members at the beginning of the year. They pay for a year-long membership. They come in for about 2 weeks, and then they stop coming. You know, and the majority of chain gyms from day one have always had a whole lot more members than they have actually using the equipment. So, you know, that's always been part of the problem.
Well, I want to stay with this for a second.
Okay.
You just a light bulb just went off in my head.
Yeah.
So let's say you and I started a gym franchise, right?
Okay.
And I said to you, look, Brooks, the real money in building gym memberships is getting people who sign up but that don't show up, because then you can sign up a lot more people and never reach capacity. You make a lot more money. There's less wear and tear on your equipment. This is the ideal way to run a gym. What could we do from a marketing standpoint to effectively attract people who have no intentions of really working out, and even if they do, for no real length of time? How can we attract those people who would make us the most profitable by doing the least beneficial work for themselves? And voila, Planet Fitness business model is born.
It's, as I said, it's a business model that goes back to the 50s. It's just that this one, Planet Fitness, markets itself very aggressively as if you want to go to a place where you don't have people who have achieved significant success in strength training and muscle building, because you don't want to feel bad because they're better than you are, come to where we are, because we don't let those people join. You know, this is not for people who can squat heavy, deadlift heavy, press heavy. It's not for people with, you know, really significant levels of muscular development. It's just for average folks who will not intimidate other average folks.
Okay, so let's give them the benefit of the doubt. So this is a, and this is what I hear from a lot of people whenever I say something about Planet Fitness. They say, look, it's a good place for people to start. Would you agree with that statement?
Well, here's my thought. I don't buy the it's a good place to start, because I think you should start the right way from day one. And the right way from day one, in my opinion, is training somewhere where you do real training, squats, deadlifts, presses, etc., basic compound exercises. You're training for strength, to increase your strength. You're doing the right kind of diet and nutrition. You're not shoveling pizza and donuts into your face to reward yourself because you've had a good workout. You're not sitting there drinking, you know, high sugar drinks, high fructose drinks, you know, whether they're coming out of the espresso machine or you know, whether there's some power drink or this or that. You're doing the smart things. You're doing the right things and the intelligent things. And that requires finding a gym that really focuses on sensible training, sensible diet, sensible nutrition. That's where I think everybody should start. I don't like the idea of starting out on something that's second, third, fourth, fifth rate as far as building strength and muscle, because what happens is, or as far as losing weight, what happens is most people don't get much in the way of results, and so they quit. You know, that's what happens at a gym that doesn't have...
Well, okay, but okay, so you know what? I want to stick with an analogy here as a theme, and I want to use school. Because in school, there are increments of progression built in. First grade, second grade, third grade. You learn a basis of information. You go on to second grade. You learn a basis of information at that level. You go on to third, and so on. And really... if your goal is health and or performance, these same rudimentary rules apply. Progression, okay? Incremental progression. So let's use your analogy. This would be like saying, okay, I'm going to join a school that only goes to the third grade because I'm really not sure that I want to be committed to go all the way to the eighth, only to get to the third grade and find out that now you have to switch schools. So you're absolutely right. And this is true. When I bought my first motorcycle, I was going to buy a little 350cc Honda. My friend Joey Lagercio said to me, look, why are you buying a Honda? You're going to ride that for the rest of the night? I says, no, I want to ride that till I learn how to ride, and then I want to buy a Harley Davidson. He says, buy the Harley Davidson. Learn how to ride on the Harley Davidson. And then when you are a good rider, you don't have to buy a new bike. And that was the best advice he ever gave me. I bought my first Harley Davidson. That was my first bike, and that's the bike I rode. So your point is well taken. If you're planning on really progressing, then don't join a Planet Fitness. Join a gym where you have people who are on that journey too.
Absolutely. And the other thing that you want in a gym, if you're really serious and focused about getting good results, you do not want to go to a gym that does not have successful members. What you want is to go to a gym where you have a cross selection, a range or a mix of people from beginners to intermediates to advanced to a couple who are really advanced, you know, as in championship performers. That's what you want. And I'll give you an example. You mentioned that I'm coming to this a bit from a sports background, okay? When I was a kid living in Park Forest, Illinois, lived a block away from a big park, and my friends and I were down in the park playing every single day. And there was a big, muscular, we didn't know it then, but mesomorphic guy, okay? Muscles all over the place. And every day he'd be out in the park running wind sprints with his dog. And I'll never forget, this was a bulldog that was like all muscle. And the two of them, you know, they'd come, you know, shooting down at the end of a 40 or 50 yard wind sprint. He'd always try to run faster than the dog, and of course he never could. And they basically, looked almost identical facially. I mean, if I'd had...
That's funny.
Yeah, you know, it would have been a YouTube meme if we'd been able to, you know, take a video or something. But here's the thing. Saw that guy all the time. He was always doing that. He was fanatical about that. Okay? Here's the thing. He was not only on the varsity football team, he was the captain of the team. And he was All-State. And he was drafted, and he played in college in a Big Ten school. And he was the captain of the team. He was All-American, played in the Rose Bowl, okay? Then he got drafted by the Green Bay Packers. And he ended up playing for the Packers for a number of years, and he played in the Pro Bowl, okay? So I saw this guy when I was just 9 years old. I saw him working out fanatically. And he was like one of the best athletes I've ever known or seen in my whole life. And as a kid, I got to grow up watching him and understanding that what it took for him to achieve greatness was doing those wind sprints as hard as he could religiously, never missing a day. Then I go on and I go to high school. I'm in the school weight room, and we had terrific teams in football, wrestling, other sports. You know, from day one, I saw some of the best athletes in the state working out. And I worked out shoulder to shoulder with them. And it didn't matter if they were lifting two or three times what I could lift. That was fine because I saw them do it, and it put in my mind when I was just 14 years old, hey, if he can do it, I can do it. And, you know, by the time I was an upperclassman, I was the guy who was in the school weight room lifting the big weights. And the freshmen were looking at me and saying, man, if he can do it, I can do it. That's how it happens.
But you got to be coming from a place where you're making certain assumptions. I'm listening to what you're saying, and I'm actually mm-hmm. playing devil's advocate in my head.
Okay.
So there are certain assumptions that have to be made, first of all. First of all, the first assumption that has to be made that is that through progressive resistance training and even progressive cardiovascular training, the goal is to progress, because in therein lies the keys to healthy aging. Okay? So if you truly subscribe to that, then we can go on. If you think that no, just going into the gym and pushing meaningless amounts of weight around and not challenging your body is going to have the hormetic effect of building your resistance to disease and enhancing longevity, then you can tune out now. But if you subscribe to the idea that being stronger, being more robust is going to add to the quality of your life, then you have to achieve some sort of progression. With that being said, there's two different mindsets here. The mindset of the average person who joins Planet Fitness because they are intimidated or made to feel uncomfortable by someone who is striving to progress is different than the mindset of a person who says, I am here where I am right now. I know I want to be there. I want to be up that road. I want to be stronger, faster, live longer, be healthier. I have to start here, but I don't want to stay here. I want to go there. That's where the herd thins. The person who says, strong people make me feel uncomfortable, they really have no desire to push themselves. They're the ones who say, I don't want to be reminded that I should be working harder because there's a value in working harder and it's going to add to my robust health and longevity. I want to be lied to, and I want to lie to myself, and I don't want to be reminded that there are people out there who work harder. Those are the people who join Planet Fitness and are happy there. And I say this. They join Planet Fitness so that they can say, I belong to a gym, because somehow there's some sort of credential in saying I belong to a gym. The credential says, look, I work out. I'm taking care of myself. It's just like the person who buys a diploma at a diploma mill. They really don't go through the schooling. They don't have the education, but they can say they have a diploma. So it mitigates them from being perceived as being ignorant. And in the case of Planet Fitness, it mitigates them from being perceived as somebody who doesn't care about their health. So they say, I have a gym membership, but they don't really place a value in what is supposed to take place at the gym. So in their case, Planet Fitness works for them. But if you are truly interested in the idea that health, healthy aging, longevity, robust health, strength, mental clarity, all those good things come from progressive resistance training and progressive cardiovascular training, you need to quit Planet Fitness and find a gym where your initial response is, wow, there's some really strong people here. There's some really fast people here. There's some really healthy people here. And I want to tell you why when we come out of this break. We're going to take one quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Brooks Cubic. Stay tuned.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. We're talking about Planet Fitness today. I'm joined by my co-host, Brooks Kubik. So, going into the break, I said that if you really are interested in progressing health, robust health, better longevity, you need to quit Planet Fitness. And I really mean this, and here's another reason why. Would you want to go to a school where the teachers are just marginally smarter than the students, or maybe not even as smart as the students? Would you want to take piano lessons from a guy who plays the piano, questionably as good as you? Or do you want to learn from somebody who makes a living at it? Somebody who's got degrees in it, and somebody who lives the life that they're espousing? You won't get that at Planet Fitness. What you'll get is pizza Mondays and jelly donut Thursdays, and people are literally working out while they're eating pizza. This place is a mockery of what physical culture is supposed to be. And quite frankly, it's just perpetuating the bad habits that Americans have fallen into that have led to this disease. Go ahead, Brooks. Tell me what you think.
Well, as you're saying that, I'm reminded of one of the interesting rules of talent and talent development. And that rule is, if you train in a place that is too fancy, too pretty, no matter what you're training for, and this goes to whether you're practicing piano, practicing the violin, playing tennis, boxing, wrestling, weightlifting, bodybuilding, powerlifting, ballet, dance, anything, any skill where you are trying to push to a really high level. If you train somewhere where it's too pretty, you usually don't succeed. And the reason is that when the surroundings are too pretty, too fancy, it's all too easy, you just don't quite try as hard as you do somewhere where it's a little bit edgy, dirty, gritty. I'm not saying somewhere that looks like a junkyard. I'm not saying somewhere that's filthy, but I'm saying a place that looks like it gets a lot of hard use. That's where you want to train. I always talk about, you know, old school iron, black iron gyms.
Right.
You know, the gyms that are productive have a certain feel to them. They look like people go in and just bust their rear ends, and they do. And one of the problems with Planet Fitness is, or any of the big chains, they're too pretty. You know, I used the phrase in dinosaur training. Heck, I wrote this back in 1996, but it still applies. Chrome and fern pleasure palaces. Hmm. You know, and a chrome and fern pleasure palace is a place where, to use another phrase from dinosaur training, it's not real training. It's bunny training.
Bunny, like B-U-N-N-Y? Bunny?
Yeah, bunny training. You know, you can be a dinosaur or you can be a bunny. And, you know, I set up that dichotomy 20 years ago. And you know, the people that like my stuff, I think, Carl, the people that like your show, they appreciate that dichotomy. It resonates with them. Other people are offended by it.
Right.
And they say, you know, hey, I don't have to, you know, if I don't want to train hard, if I don't want to train heavy, if I don't want to do squats, you know, whatever, isn't that okay? And, you know, and the answer is, hey, anything is okay for you. You do whatever you want, and that's fine. Live and let be. But don't try to impose your worldview, which is a it's okay to be mediocre worldview, on everyone else, because there are a lot of people who really want to achieve true success in strength training, health, and fitness. And you don't do that with a mentality that says it's okay to be mediocre, to train on mediocre equipment, to use mediocre training methods, not to worry about progression, and to be satisfied with minimal results. that, you know, that's a totally different mindset. And I think, you know, I think the listeners see that, recognize that dichotomy.
But what about the average person out there who says, I don't want to train to a high level. I'm not interested in becoming a weightlifter of sorts. I go to the gym because I just want to be healthy. I have an opinion of this, but I want to hear what you say.
Okay. If you want to be truly healthy, you have to increase your strength, you have to do the right kind of training, and you have to do the right kind of eating. It takes focus and it takes commitment. And, there's a huge difference between looking like this year's Mr. Olympia winner, lifting as much as this year's super heavyweight champion in powerlifting, weightlifting, or this year's champion on the strongman circuit. You know, those are playing in the NBA or playing in the NFL levels of ability. They're Pro Bowl levels of ability, if you will. And that's not what we're talking about. That's a false comparison. But you do not build strength and you do not build health by going to a Chrome and Fern pleasure palace and playing around on easy exercises on exercise machines and following a crap diet and thinking that because you're training, you're doing something that is significantly advancing your health. It's not. To advance your health, you need to take your current starting level of strength, whatever it is, and double it. That may sound daunting, but it's not, because your current level of strength may be doing presses with 50 pounds, squats with 90 pounds. So all I'm saying is get to the point where you double that. You move your press to 100 pounds. You move your squat to 200 pounds. You know, which is a very easy and achievable thing to do, but to most people, oh my God, you know, that's hard work. That's sweat. That's heavy weights. That's effort. I don't want to do that. And the gym chains know that, and so they don't push that message.
And I would also say that a gym that promotes pizza and Krispy Kreme donuts is really just pandering. I mean, they really have no interest in their members' health. I mean, the members should be upset about this. It'd be like going to a doctor, or better yet, going to a dentist, taking your child to a dentist, and the waiting room is filled with nothing but candy, and they send your child home with a bag full of candy equivalent to what they would collect for Easter. And you would say, oh, yeah, sure, this guy wants my kid to have cavities so he can fill them and charge me for them. Well, how is that any different than a gym where you're supposed to be going for health, improve the quality of your health, reduce your body fat mass, that promotes pizza and Krispy Kreme donuts as a reward for your work of showing up to work out? This is, you know, I don't understand why more people aren't upset about this. I really don't.
Well, you know, we live in a society where apparently it is no longer permissible to be plain and blunt and direct in our language. And to say to something that is offensive, you know, to say that's offensive. And to stand up for a little bit of common sense and for doing things the right way. And I am livid when I look at so much of the nonsense that people throw out there that really, really messes with the average trainee who is just trying to get bigger, stronger, leaner, fitter, healthier, and they have so many roadblocks thrown up by the bad information. And you know, as you said, promoting pizza, promoting donuts, that's just flat out wrong.
It absolutely is. It's contrary to the message that a gym should be promoting. It would be like going to church and them having porn on Wednesday nights. Hey, come on in. Father Joe wants everybody to come Wednesday nights. We're going to have pornographic movies. Bring the family. I mean, it's like, really? This is the antithesis of what the message should be. And Planet Fitness should be stripped of all of its honorable credentials, because I would love to see the progress there. And I don't mean, oh, Betty Jean ate one meal a day for 6 months and lost 13 pounds. I don't mean that. That's misguided weight loss. You know, you can lose weight if you get cancer, too. Look, I want to plug something real quick, and towards the end of the show, we're going to talk about this more. But Brooks Cubic has his first Kindle ebook up on Amazon.com. Which book is it again, Brooks?
Dinosaur Training Secrets, Volume 1, Exercises, Workouts, and Training Programs.
If you go to Planet Fitness, you should download this book and work hard to get kicked out.
I was going to say, you'll get kicked out in the first workout.
Yes, get kicked out. Getting kicked out of Planet Fitness should be a badge of honor. If they kick you out, it means you're doing something right. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com and click the Keto Kana banner ad today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Later in the show, we're going to be joined by Dr. Jared Scowron to talk about autism and vaccines. There's a mom in Connecticut who claims that her child spontaneously developed autism right after the MMR vaccine. This comes in light of the measles outbreak and Big Pharma pushing more and more people to make sure that they vaccinate. A lot of these children have been vaccinated already and they're still getting measles. No one's talking about that. We're going to get into that with Dr. Scowron when we get him on the air. Right now we're talking with Brooks Kubik. His website is brookskubik.com. We're talking about, and it's K-U-B-I-K for those who don't know, we're talking about Planet Fitness. It's the people's gym. They also call themselves the judgment-free zone. Now think about this. They call themselves the judgment-free zone. They have a lunk alarm. If you train too hard, if you're too ripped looking, if you look too good, they kick you out. Think about this. Imagine a gym that kicked women out, kicked Catholics out, kicked Jews out, kicked African-Americans out because they were African-American. They would be considered a prejudiced environment. They would be the NAACP, the ACLU. Everybody would come down on them. But it's okay to kick out people who have achieved a certain level of fitness and have a quality of physique that seems to intimidate their members. Imagine if their members said, oh, you know, I'm really afraid of African-American people. There's an African-American guy here. I don't want to train here. I'm sorry, sir. You'll have to leave. Could you imagine a gym doing that, Brooks?
Well, in this day and age, I guess I could. It's absolutely crazy for a gym to push away successful members, and particularly trying to do that, thinking that the successful member is somehow intimidating the average member. The successful member should be someone who is held up as this is what you can do. This is what you can be.
This is what the human body is capable of if you want to
exactly.
do it. You don't have to, but this is what you could do if you wanted to.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting. We were talking last week, and you made a reference to classical sculpture. And the extreme muscular development that you see in classical sculpture.
Well, never mind. And Greco-Roman and statues made during Greco-Roman times made you know at in 220 A.D. It's like, oh my goodness, look at the physiques on these people. It was achievable then.
Absolutely. And here's the interesting thing. And you know, if people are on Facebook and they go to your Facebook page, someone actually posted.
Yes, Ilya Poznak wrote a blog post about our discussion about those quality of physiques.
Absolutely, and actually has a couple of those old statues. And here's the thing. Those marvelous, world-famous statues showing these incredible physiques, which, by the way, were based on real models. You know, it's not like somebody dreamed up, oh, I wonder what an advanced bodybuilder's physique would look like 1,000 years from now. I'm going to picture that in my mind so I can sculpt this. That's not how it works. How it works is you need an actual model, and so you go out and you get someone who actually has this development, and the people back then who had the development were champion athletes and warriors. You know, people who grew up doing a lot of really heavy work, a lot of heavy training, you know, they had this physique even back then. But here's the point. Those statues, some have been around for thousands of years. They've always been admired, revered, and they have not scared people or made people feel weak or puny or insignificant or somehow heightened insecurities. people have looked at those and they have thought the human body is truly a thing of beauty. And some have looked at those statues and said, I want to look like that. And you can actually imagine what would happen if you put that kind of statue in Planet Fitness or any other gym that follows the model.
Well, let's pick a look. The statue of David is revered as one of the most beautiful examples of the male physique. The statue of David would not be allowed in Planet Fitness
because it would intimidate the members who didn't look as good. And that is insane.
It's preposterous. And quite frankly, as you pointed out a second ago, having that quality of member elevates the bar. It raises the bar. It improves the environment for the member so that they can at least feel that this is an example of what the human body... Brian, stay here because you started this discussion. My friend Brian texted me over the weekend and said, are you a lunk? And I said, yes, I am, and damn proud of it because he heard a Planet Fitness commercial. It's like, you know what? If you all you're surrounded with is mediocre people, guess what you're going to be, folks? You're going to be mediocre. If you want to strive to be good at anything, you must surround yourself with examples of the highest level of achievement in that arena. If you're going to go to the gym and train and you want to be healthy and strong, surround yourself with healthy, strong people, not big, overweight, slovenly, slow-moving, pizza-eating while they're working out people.
Yeah, that's
right, Brian. There you go. He just brought me a Cliff Bar, by the way. Thank you.
I was going to say he wasn't delivering pizza.
He wasn't delivering pizza. No.
Yeah. Well, you know that is very true, and it has always been the case, and the best gyms have always had this broad mixture, beginners all the way on up to champions. And the interesting thing, if you have an environment where anybody who is an advanced trainee is viewed with suspicion and frankly is made to feel uncomfortable, what's that person going to be like? Even if he or she continues to train there, they're not going to be friendly. They're not going to be outgoing. They're not going to help people. You know, the manager is probably going to, you know, put them over in the corner and say, look, you can train here, but I don't want you talking to anybody. I don't want you showing people how to do stuff. I don't want you working in with somebody. Don't ask for a spot. Don't you spot people. You just stay off in the corner by yourself and don't disturb the other members, you know. Well, that is completely different than the traditional way things worked, which was you go to a gym, you look around, you see what the people who know what they're doing are doing, and you do it. And eventually, after a while, when they realize, you know, you're serious about this, the advanced people are going to come over, and, you know, it'll be something like this. You know, a guy will say, you know, hey, let me show you a different way to do it. Might be better. Or, hey, those are pretty good. Try these sometime. They're good, too. Hey, you want to work in with me? I mean, I know a guy back in the day, 1965, living in California, screenwriter, working out at Vince's gym. Just an ordinary guy, right? Larry Scott, Mr. Olympia, would come over to him and say, hey, you want to do curls with me? And he would do curls on the preacher bench with Larry Scott. And Larry Scott was doing like three times more than what my friend was doing, but he was Larry Scott's training partner for half an
hour. Just imagine being able to say that. Yeah, I train with Larry Scott.
Yeah, and the thing was, Larry Scott, the lunk, is the guy who came over to this, you know, basic, you know, rookie, and says, you know, hey, you want to work in with me? And they train together. You know, in the real world, not the big gym chain world, which is not the real world. That's Madison Avenue marketing hype world. But you get away from the corporate world and you deal with real people, real training, the way it really is. And you know what? Those lunks are the best, nicest people you will know.
Yeah.
Made a point in dinosaur training. Go to a powerlifting meet sometime. Look at the guys who are really, really good. Lifting really, really heavy weights. You'll see a couple of things. Number one, they're the guys that give advice to the rookies and the beginners. And they're also the guys who stick around after the meet and they help clean up and put everything away.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, and they don't have to do that. They just do it because they're good guys.
Right.
And gals.
Right. All right, look, I want to hear from you out there. I want to know what your opinion is. Do you think that Planet Fitness is good for people? Do you think it's bad for people? You think it depends on the person? I want to hear your opinion. Am I off base on this? I really think that they're doing a great disservice to this country. They're perpetuating bad habits. They're letting people think that all you have to do is go into the gym and act like you're working out, and that's going to somehow convey some sort of health benefits, and I disagree. And any gym that promotes Pizza Monday and, you know, Jelly Donut Thursday, I mean, like the analogy I used before, it's like the guy at church saying, hey, Wednesday night, we're having porn night. Bring the kids. I mean, it's just the wrong message. It doesn't belong there. I want to take our last commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about Brooks Kubik's book that is flying off the Kindle shelf. And you should get a copy, too. We're going to talk about that. And if you've already got a copy, we need you to do something. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Freakish muscle gains, Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of prealkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to QuestApparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Zoo Trailer Park girls go round the outside, round the outside, round the outside.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned for the top of the hour when we're joined by Dr. Jared Skowron. We're going to talk about the outbreak of measles, the measles vaccine. Right now we're talking with Brooks Kubik. So, Brooks, one of our listeners from, I believe, from the UK, I want to say, Rob Robertson?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's his name. I'm trying to find him right now. He posted something on Facebook talking about he ordered your Kindle book from Amazon. And why can't I find his post? Isn't this terrible? There's so much stuff on my wall. It's just unbelievable. But anyway, he went on to say that it was great and that more people should read it. And also, I guess you had mentioned that the people who are ordering the book are not going back and what is it, commenting or rating it? What did you say?
Well, you can rate it. They have a five-star rating system, and so far we're getting almost all five-star reviews. And you can also put up a short little comment, a mini book review, if you will. And those are really, really helpful because, you know, you got to remember, there are a lot of people who don't know who I am, are not familiar with my writing, not familiar with my work, not familiar with my training ideas, you know, and they just think, well, you know, who is this guy? And they don't know that I've been doing this for 20 years and, you know, that I've written all these books and courses and people have been using them for a long time and getting great results and et cetera, et cetera. And the reviews really help grab someone's eye, grab their attention and say, hey, you really ought to take a look at this. It's cheap, downloads in 30 seconds, and you know what? It's very useful information. And so that's, you know, that's real helpful. And if anybody who's listening to this, you know, first of all, if you grab the Kindle book, thank you very much. If you grab the Kindle book and you post a review, double thank you.
Yeah, why can't I find his post? I feel terrible about this. He bought the book. He posted on my wall, and I'm going crazy trying to find it, and I just can't find it.
Yeah, we both saw it earlier. I'll see if I can find it in my feed.
But anyway, and you are going to be offering other books as time goes on. You're already working on that, but right now this is the first book out there. This is Brooks's first foray into the whole e-book phenomenon, and it's paying off. It puts the book in a lot of people's hands that normally would have had to pay high amounts of money for shipping or whatever else. It's instant gratification. You're leaving on a trip. You think, gee, I wish I had something good to read on the plane. Bang, you got it. It's in your hands.
Yeah.
So it's really a great opportunity. But please also comment after you download the book. Make sure that you post some sort of, here it is. Here it is. Rob Robertson. And I want to say Rob, he said, I finished the book. It was very quick read. I would encourage newbies and old-timers to read this book. For old-timers, it is good to have the memory jolted to what works And for the new guys, it's essential that you get it right from the start. This is what we were just talking about, Planet Fitness, getting it right from the start.
Exactly.
Brooks, please do more in this format. And one of Rob's earliest comments was that it saved him the postage that it would have taken to ship the original book. He lives in Motherwell, North Lanarkshire. Am I saying that right? L-A-N, United Kingdom. L-A-N-A-R-K.
You don't have the right. You don't have the right accent.
Yeah, I know.
Otherwise, you're okay. Yeah,
I know.
Well, you know, it would have cost probably $10 or $11 in shipping to get a hard copy version of the course to him. So he gets it instantly with no shipping cost. You know, and the price is a lower price too. So, you know, it's a win-win. And Carl, it's been a feeding frenzy, and we've been getting comments and thank yous literally from around the world from guys and gals who are saying, I love this. It's making your work accessible. Please keep doing it. One guy even said, and this is honesty in action, my wife will be so happy she won't complain anymore because I leave books all over the house.
Yeah, right. It's so much more compact to keep it in your Kindle, right?
Yeah, just don't lose the Kindle.
Yeah. Anyway, the summary of our discussion today about Planet Fitness, I'd like your feedback. Am I wrong? I mean, I'll stand to be corrected if I'm wrong. Do you think Planet Fitness actually holds a great value? Is it a good place to start? And then, as a result, what do you do once you're exceeding the qualities that brought you to Planet Fitness? Or better yet, what happens when you get kicked out for doing something?
And I have a quick question to add to that.
Yeah.
Question for the readers or the listeners. If you believe that Planet Fitness is a good place to start, do you believe it will get you to the point where you can move on to a heavy-duty gym? Do you really believe that will happen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And Bill Hinburn just posted on Facebook about Vic Tanney being the first guy to open up a chain with chrome, red carpets, music, and plants, juice bar, etc. Comfort is what he was selling. Gym chains are based on a big bet, kind of like the insurance racket. You are betting you'll go regularly. The gym is betting you won't. And you know what? Planet Fitness has done a better job of attracting those exact people, the people who won't go, better than any other gym chain out there. So there you go. All right, listen, Brooks, thanks for being on today and allowing me to bounce these ideas off of you.
My pleasure, Carl. Thanks for having me.
Okay, stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Dr. Jared Scowron to talk about the recent measles outbreak and also the measles vaccine. There's a mom in Connecticut saying that her child spontaneously developed autism right after getting the MMR vaccine. Stay tuned.
Counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. A few months ago, you would have thought the world was coming to an end. Ebola was going to take lives. It was going to kill people. It was going to be epidemic, pandemic, spread across the globe. Everybody was going to die from Ebola. We don't hear anything about Ebola anymore. Did they find the cure? Does the vaccine work? How did they stop this outbreak? They haven't. Okay? Right after our government pledged $8 billion to Big Pharma, Ebola seemed to just go away. Who knew it just took $8 billion to be given to Big Pharma to stop the outbreak of Ebola? I'm being facetious here. Now all of a sudden it's something new. It's measles. Measles takes an average of 10 lives a year. 10 lives a year. Compared to Ebola's 47 lives a year since its discovery, by the way. People die from acetaminophen more often than both of these combined. In fact, people die from acetaminophen every month greater than the lives that are lost to both Ebola and measles on an annual basis. So what's going on here? My guest is returning guest, Dr. Jared Scowron. How you doing, Dr. Scowron?
Oh, I'm good, Carl. It's been too long.
It has.
Talk to you.
It has. And what? Okay, so I want to talk, before we talk about the mom in Connecticut, I want to talk about this. Do you see what's going on here? All of a sudden, out of the blue, Ebola's gone, and now it's measles?
You know, and you know what? In a few months, it's going to be something else. But it's about the pharmaceutical companies trying to get everybody to vaccinate because it is a $40 billion income for them. And more families are waking up and altering their vaccine schedule and decreasing the number of vaccines they're getting. And guess what vaccine is going to be next? They're going to have an Ebola vaccine next. That's why they brought that doctor right to Atlanta where the CDC is. It's all about vaccines and money.
Okay, so now let me ask you a question. I'll play devil's advocate. The reason for, and keep in mind, there are actual spokespeople from Big Pharma appearing on shows like Good Morning America and so on, saying these words. The recent outbreak in measles is a result of parents who are irresponsible and have not vaccinated their children for measles. Is that true?
There is no way for us to know that. Now, let's take the Disneyland group. Now, let's define outbreak. You know, I think we as a nation need to decide how many people need to get sick for us to call it an outbreak, because over the past 10 years, the average number of people in America who get measles is 200. That's 200 people who get measles.
Every year, even in the face of vaccination.
Every year. Now, the majority of people getting measles are kids under the age of 12 months because we give the measles vaccines at 12 months. So the most people who are getting sick are infants. And you mentioned at the beginning of the show, 10 people a year dying of measles. That's in other countries. America has had zero measles deaths in over a decade. So
wow.
Now the odds of getting measles are literally one in a million. That's 300 kids out of 300 million people in America. One in a million chances of getting measles, and nobody's dying.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. Angelina Jolie could not show up at an award show because she had contracted the measles. I have to believe that when Angelina Jolie was born, her parents got her vaccinated.
Sure, I was vaccinated.
So was I.
Yeah.
So how are people who were vaccinated getting the measles now?
One of two reasons. Number one, the vaccine wears off. Or number two, the virus mutates. That's why they make a new flu vaccine every year. The
and
virus is mutating.
That's the one I'm betting on, because I believe that evolution takes place in viruses as well, and they're getting smarter and more stronger, and they're developing immunity to some of these vaccines now.
Of course they do. It's just Darwin. You kill off the one that's susceptible, and a new one takes its place. And I didn't see the CDC publishing the type of measles that was in Disneyland. Nobody said that this was the vaccine strain or a different strain. Where's that information?
Yeah.
Okay,
so
and guess
do you,
what?
Do you
the
suspect...
majority of these cases are coming from foreign countries. In China, China has a better vaccination rate than the U.S., 98%, but 20,000 kids a year are getting measles in China. Put that on a plane and bring it here.
So I don't understand what's going on here. So what we're talking about here is misinformation. The mainstream is saying the outbreak is a result of the lack of vaccination, but the reality is that people being vaccinated are still getting measles anyway.
Yes, six of the people in Disneyland were vaccinated.
Really?
Okay, yes. Okay, the vaccine is not 100% effective. No vaccine is 100% effective. So we need to talk about how to keep people healthy, regardless of the vaccine. And everybody on the media is talking about more vaccines, more vaccines, more vaccines, because they want to sell more.
See, this is what I suspected all along. In fact, I suspected last year during the big flu outbreak that a lot of the people who got the flu got the vaccine, but the media doesn't talk about that.
Of course not, but it's in the research. You go to the research and you can see any research study that's not funded by a pharmaceutical company, a third-party independent research, shows that everybody who gets a flu shot gets sick. And the flu shot is no better than placebo.
Okay. Are you against vaccination, period, end of story?
I am pro-choice.
Okay.
I want parents to do what they feel is best, and we need to support the health of the kids to do it. Now, what I am against is the poisons in vaccines. Some vaccines have serious poisons like aluminum. Aluminum kills the brain. Okay? And doctors know this because any patient who's on dialysis can't have Tums and can't have buffered aspirin. Those are the two places we get the most aluminum in our diets. B because they get dementia and they lose their brains. Now we're taking aluminum and injecting it right into a child and killing their brains. Now, some vaccines are safer than others, but it's about the safety of the inactive ingredients.
See, and I feel the same way. I've always said I am not against vaccination. The hormetic effect of exposing someone to something to help build resistance is well established. What I'm against is the monkey kidney cells, the yep. thimerosal, and all the other junk that they put in there, the gelatins that have caused brain inflammation, all those other things that are not part of the hormetic effect. And they'll tell you that they're adjuvants that help the immune system develop the response.
Well, they are, but they're also toxic, just like mercury. Why do you think they pulled mercury out? There was that CDC whistleblower that came out a few months ago. You know, the mercury was pulled out of the vaccines because it was poison.
So,
but nobody admits it.
So the bottom line is this. The recent outbreak of measles is not a result of the lack of vaccination. It's a result of the vaccines not working.
Well, in either way, it's the same number of cases we had last year, the year before that, the year before that, the year before that. The past 10 years, we get 200 cases a year. This is nothing new. This is media hype.
Yeah, because they want people to vaccinate. I know. I didn't realize it. So say that again. The vaccine industry is how many billion a year?
40 billion a year.
And it's like health. It's like a homeowner's insurance, right? It doesn't provide anything. You know what I'm saying? It's not like as though you get a vaccine and then all of a sudden you get this red dot that shows that it's working. You may not get exposed to this disease and you'll think it's the vaccine that's preventing it.
That's right. That's right. And you know what? Cases of measles, you can go into the research and take a look at graph. Cases of measles dropped 10 years before the vaccine came out. Just
really?
Because of sanitation. Clean water. Okay, clean city water systems in first world countries are what prevent the majority of diseases.
That's amazing. Okay,
it's just flushing your poop. That's all you need to do to stay healthy.
What about this mom in Connecticut? Can we talk about her? Is her child one of your patients?
Obviously, I can't say that because of HIPAA regulations. However,
okay.
I am one of the premier people who deal with vaccine injuries and kids on the spectrum in the state of Connecticut. We're not a big state, so I see a majority of them.
So talk about her case, because it's well noted in the media. CBS News picked up a story on it. So she took her child. How old was her child?
I'm going to say in between 1 and 2.
Took her child for the normal MMR vaccine that children are supposed to get at that age, right?
Yep.
Child was fine before that.
Yep.
After that?
After that, the child stops talking. The child stops making eye contact. The child starts behaving erratically, starts having irregular bowels and diarrhea, and stops sleeping. And this story is the story that I hear day after day after day from hundreds of parents. Okay? And now you go into the media and you go into the scientific research, and the question that I tell parents, because people say to me, do vaccines cause autism? And I say, well, who are you going to believe? Are you going to believe the mom? Are you going to believe the parents that say, I had a normal kid and now we gave this vaccine and now they're drooling and they can't talk? Okay? Or are you going to believe a scientist that is funded and sponsored by the pharmaceutical company that's making $40 million a year off of these?
And also trying to sidestep liability. Well, I shouldn't say that, because the reality is that the vaccine manufacturers sidestep liability automatically because the American government has set up a firewall when it comes to vaccines. When you have a child that you think has been harmed by a vaccine, you don't go after the pharmaceutical company. You have to go after the American government.
That's right. And your listeners need to know this, that it is illegal to sue Pfizer, to sue Merck, to sue whoever for vaccine injury. You have to bring your case to a special vaccine court that the U.S. government has created. And people are getting money from vaccines causing autism. There was an article in Time magazine in 2010, or 2008, 2008 or 2010, about this kid who got autism from vaccines. But the mom was a nurse and a lawyer, and she knew. She knew what was going on. They got $1.5 million.
But they get it. But you have to sign a gag order too. You're not allowed to talk about it.
Of course. But guess who pays for all that?
Yeah, tax dollars.
You and me.
Yeah, so the pharmaceutical industry, when it comes to vaccines, it's privatized profits, but it's socialized losses. So they make profits on vaccines, but then we pay the lawsuits and we pay the damages, and we never get any money back. So this American government has set this structure up to protect
them. They have. And how can you believe? I mean, every company, every industry eventually has the checks of being sued. I mean, that's what keeps businesses in line in America.
Yeah, Sears and Roebuck is sued weekly.
Right. There is no ramification for a pharmaceutical company. They put poison in their vaccines, and nobody can sue them. They're immune. No pun intended.
Yeah, they're vaccinated. All right, let's do this. I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk more about this Connecticut mom story. We're talking right now with Dr. Jared Skowron. Jared, plug your website real quick.
Well, we've got two websites. We've got my office, which is naturopathicanswer.com. We've also got a brand new supplement company called SpectrumAwakening.com, which is supplements to help kids on the spectrum with developmental needs. And we've got a coupon code, SuperhumanRadio, that gives you 10% off and gives 5% off back to Carl's charity.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex. Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline, and medium chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair.
care. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Okay, are you ready?
Operator. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Jared Scowron right now. We're talking about vaccines, autism, the recent scare. The sky is falling. Ebola, now measles. What's next? So, this mom in Connecticut, I mean, obviously people are going to go, maybe it was just coincidence. Maybe the kid was ready to develop autism and the vaccine just happened to be, the timing was just coincidental. What would you say to that?
Well, you know what? Anybody can question N equals one. You know, you have one mother and one child and one vaccine and one coincidence. Coincidences happen. That's why we have statistics. That's why we put, you know, that's why research studies take multiple people to create, a cause and effect. And people have done that. You know, people have talked to many parents and said, hey, look, we've got this association. It's happened time and time again. I just posted a bunch of things on your Facebook page. So if everybody wants to go to Carl's Facebook page, one of my links is 86 research papers supporting the vaccine and autism link. Okay? But guess what? Nobody's going to admit it. No pharmaceutical company, nobody wants to take that kind of consequence and say, hey, you know what? It's true. Our stuff causes problems. Everybody's going to deny it except for the families. So it comes down to who do you trust?
So what are parents to do?
You know, that's the big question. The big question is, what do I do? Because everything is a small percentage. The odds of getting measles is 1 in a million, literally. The odds of getting autism, the odds of getting seizures, the odds of getting encephalitis, the odds of dying. People die from vaccines. Have you, Carl, have you watched the documentary The Greater Good?
No, but that's a term that I use to describe the government's attitude about these kind of things.
Well, it is. Well, first of all, let me suggest anybody who's interested in vaccine safety go to thegreatergood.com or .org. And it's a vaccine documentary about vaccine safety. And it brings up exactly what you say. Okay? The government and the pharmaceutical company say, you know what? Everybody needs to get this vaccine for the greater good. And when you say that, when you say for the greater good, it means somebody's going to get hurt. Somebody's going to die. Somebody's going to have autism in order to protect society from measles. Okay? So everybody needs to make their individual choice. And what I'm pushing for is greater vaccine safety. Okay? We know. You can go to the government website, VAERS, VAERS.gov. That's the government website that records vaccine damage and deaths and seizures and autism. Okay? It's out there. We know that vaccines cause problems. Next time you're at your pediatrician's, look at the fine print. You know, when you get your pharmaceuticals from the drugstore, it comes with this fine print of pages long. Pull that out of the vaccine box and read that. Read the side effects that the pharmaceutical companies admit to. Okay? Parents have to make their own choice. We need to make safer vaccines. We also need to start to invent testing that analyzes what children will have the bad responses. What is it genetically that connects all these kids that are having horrible side effects? Can we ID the kids first and then not vaccinate the kids that are going to have problems? Most kids do fine on vaccines.
But all of those steps require the admission of some liability and culpability, and they're not going to.
And that'll never happen. What's going to happen? I hope what happens is what happened with mercury in the thimerosal preservative. There's no more mercury in childhood vaccines. Why not? Who's admitted it? Who said, you know what? We changed
They just removed it. Isn't that something?
They just removed it. Everybody knows that it causes autism. Everybody knows mercury is toxic to the brain. And they took them out, which is good. But nobody said why. Why'd we change the recipe? Nobody will ever admit. Ever. Because that makes the pharmaceutical companies lose trust and faith in the population. Then their stock prices go down.
This is sad.
This
so,
is reality.
So, is there a way to make vaccines safe?
Yes. You need to use vaccines without toxins and preservatives.
But what...
I'm going to... Hold on. I got to post something on your website here, on your Facebook page. I'm going to post a photo of vaccine adjuvants. Let me give me a couple minutes.
Okay.
Everybody needs to look at the ingredients that are in the vaccines. And once you see it, you start to get disgusted. All right. I'm pulling it up now. We're going to put this on your Facebook page. Everybody who's on a computer, get to your Facebook page because it's disgusting. Monkey cells, human cells, the aluminum, formaldehyde. Okay, you're injecting this stuff into your kits.
Yeah.
So we need to make them safer.
What? So the FDA, vaccines fall under the heading of biologics, blood and biologics.
Sure.
But some biologics, when they advertise them, like Humira is considered a biologic, when they advertise it, they have to list the potential side effects of these drugs. Why don't they have to list the potential side effects of vaccines? How did they skirt that?
I think they do. I think it's in the fine print. But who?
No, when the Walgreens commercial comes on and says, while you're at Walgreens, don't forget to get your flu vaccine. Why don't they have to list flu vaccines have been shown to cause this diarrhea? Why don't they have to list those things like they for every other drug?
That's a great question. Why don't they say somebody died when we did the safety study?
Yeah.
Why don't we say this lady in Connecticut, their child got autism?
What is she doing?
That's a great question.
What is she doing now, this woman in Connecticut? Is she fighting for her child? Is she giving up? What happens?
No, she's fighting, and she's trying to do as much as she can. Now, you know, the fight against the pharmaceutical companies and through the vaccine court is a huge fight that takes decades and a lot of money. She's trying to do as much as she can for her child. You know, and luckily in our office, you know, we have so many great natural therapies that help reverse vaccine damage. We can be reversed.
Yeah. All right, here's what I want to do. I want to take a quick commercial break. I'm speechless. I got to be honest with you.
Because I
feel like, how could they be doing this to kids? This is terrible.
They don't care. They are for profit. They are not for health.
But why, you see, and our government doesn't care. Don't they realize that the burden of caring for these children is going to, between that and chronic disease, is going to sink this country?
We're a society of now. And right now, we're making billions and billions and billions. And so are your stocks and your investments. There's something up on your website. Congressman blasts CDC for incestuous relationship with vaccine makers.
It's about time. I want to talk about that. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline and medium-chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad. New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Jared Skowron. We're talking about measles, vaccines, autism. Of course, they all go together. So Bill Posey, who was the Republican senator from Florida. I'm sorry, House of Representatives. Yeah, from Florida. With Senate and House of Representatives from Florida. Has come out strong against the CDC and their relationship with vaccine manufacturers. He needs to go a step further and talk about the FDA as well.
Oh, of course. You know, everybody that's put in the FDA in any kind of administrative position previously worked for a pharmaceutical company. In fact, Donald Rumsfeld used to be part of that FDA.
Yes.
They're just putting, it's all money. Who, you know, where do all these donations come from for all our politicians? Okay, they come from the people with hundreds of millions of dollars. And then they get to run the show. And that's politics. It's purchased.
Oh, my God. It's so frustrating because there's really very little we can do except be aware and circumnavigate these dangers.
Well, you know what we can do? At the end of the day, we're still the consumer. At the end of the day, we still get, still America, thank goodness, and we still have freedom to choose what we do. And I wanted to make sure we talked about this for your listeners. You do not have to vaccinate, okay? You can go to school. You can go to daycare. You can go to college. You can go to work. You can go anywhere without vaccinating your child. Every state has medical exemptions your pediatrician can sign and religious exemptions that you can sign. And some states have philosophical exemptions you can sign. You don't have to. They'll lie to you. They'll tell you you have to. That's a lie. Read the laws of your state.
What about these? Lisa talked about on a casual Friday recently because of this measles outbreak somewhere. I don't know if it was California, that the doctors in the community said, if your child has measles and you come in to be treated and we find out that your child was never vaccinated, we will not treat your child. Can a doctor do that?
They can, and it's horrible. You look at a pediatrician who swore an oath to help children, and they're kicking kids out of their office because they're not vaccinated. They're not kicking out the 6-month-old and the 8-month-old that hasn't been vaccinated because they're not old enough yet. They're kicking out the parents who and the kids who have chosen not to after 12 months of age. And you know what? Is this the best for the kid? No.
And so here you say this is the greatest country in the world. It's America. We have the right to choose. But do we really, when you have employers pressuring employees to be vaccinated for the flu, schools pressuring the parents of students to be vaccinated for different, which makes no sense, by the way. Look, if your kid's in a class of 30 children, so 29 of the kids and your child, all 29 kids have been vaccinated for, pick something, the flu, measles, whatever, and your child hasn't, how can your child give them measles if they've been vaccinated? If anything, your child's the one that's at risk, not them.
Well, this is exactly it. This is the double standards and the arguments that's out there. If you don't want your kid to get sick, then you immunize your kid. And if they're immune, then you assume they're immune. Who cares what's around you?
Right. That's why it doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. So you say that this is the greatest country in the world, which it is, and we have the right to choose, but really we don't because we're being pressured at every turn to give in and to do what others want us to do.
We are being pressured. The physicians are being pressured. There was I haven't put it on your Facebook page yet. There was a horrible op-ed in the Washington Post the other day from an NYU medical doctor saying that any other physician that's encouraging their patients not to vaccinate should lose their license. There's a cardiologist down in Arizona who was very vocal virally about not vaccinating. Now he's under investigation from his Department of Public Health.
And see,
where's our freedom of speech?
Yeah, I mean, a doctor should have the right to want to give statin drugs, to want to promote vaccines. But no, I'm telling you, this vaccine agenda is so strong, and governments make big money on vaccines.
It's not just
the pharmaceutical industry, folks.
No, of course not.
We sell vaccines to the government of Italy, the government of Spain. Our government makes money on the sale of vaccines to other countries.
Of course.
It's very, very scary. Very, very scary.
It's scary. But again, at the end of the day, you have to understand that there are plenty of families doing this. In the state of Connecticut alone, I see literally thousands of families who are choosing not to vaccinate. So if you choose not to vaccinate as well, one of you listeners out there, you're not alone. There are others. There are others out there who are choosing to alternate the vaccine schedule.
But are parents being reckless? Are they putting their child in harm's way by not vaccinating?
Well, that's the question as well. You know, because you as a parent, I as a parent, I got a 2.5-year-old daughter, okay? I've got to deal with the consequences of my choices for her health care, okay? But we are in America. Okay, there are very few vaccine illnesses going around. Okay, the big one is whooping cough. Whooping cough is everywhere because, frankly, most people who get whooping cough had the vaccine. It just doesn't work. So you need to look at, and this is what I tell my patients, look at each individual vaccine. What are the odds that you're going to get that illness? And can you treat that illness if you do get it? Or do you want to deal with the side effects of the vaccine? Because this isn't all or nothing. Okay, every vaccine should be an individual choice. So when a child's born, what's the first vaccine they get? Hepatitis B, a virus you get by having unprotected sex or exchanging dirty drug needles. How's an infant going to get hepatitis B?
Interesting.
They're not, okay? Polio, 200 cases of polio around the world, okay? So if you are, you know, if somebody in your family travels internationally for business and goes to these countries where these illnesses are still around, well, maybe you do want to vaccinate because you have an increased risk. But for the average American sitting here in America, the risks are small.
By the way, Elisa just texted me because she talked about this on a casual Friday not too long ago. The new distinction about labeling and having thimerosal in vaccines has changed. So if there's thimerosal in the vaccine as a preservative, it must be listed on the label. But if thimerosal is used during the production of the vaccine, and hence it could contain thimerosal, but it's not added as a preservative, the label doesn't have to say it has thimerosal in it.
Yeah. What they're doing is they're using the thimerosal to produce the vaccine, and then they're claiming that they take it out.
Yeah, right.
Now, I want to see a study. I want a third party to send that vaccine to a lab and test for it and publish that. Okay? There's still a little caffeine in that decaf coffee you got.
Yeah, that's right.
There's still a little thimerosal. But I'll tell you, and I'm repeating myself. I posted this on your Facebook page. The CDC has a toxicology profile on aluminum. I really feel that aluminum is the worst one. And it's 200 to 300 pages. And I was on a lecture tour last year talking about the dangers of aluminum. They are real. And we are injecting this aluminum straight into kids. It goes right into their brain. And it causes neurological damage, or seizures, or encephalitis, or autism, or death. So people need to read and educate themselves. Because the pediatrician is going to do what they're told to do.
Yeah.
Or else they're going to lose their license.
Yeah, I was going to say, look at this guy, Jack Wolfson, from Phoenix. I mean, if you don't toe the party line, so to speak,
right,
you'll lose your livelihood.
Yeah, so we can't believe the people who are being threatened.
Oh, it's really... All right, so let's sum this up, because I want to take a break and come back and talk about your new supplement line real quick. What would you like people to know, in summary, about vaccines, autism, and also the risk of your children developing measles, even if they are vaccinated?
First off, I want everybody to remember that they have the legal right to make their own choice. You want to vaccinate, you don't want to vaccinate, it's your choice, you're the parent, it's your child, okay? Number two, don't believe the media or your pediatrician that there are zero vaccine side effects or risks. They are out there. You can go to the National Vaccine Information Center, you can go to vaers.gov, you can read the package insert at your pediatrician's office. There are risks. They are rare, but they do happen. Okay, you can watch this movie, thegreatergood.com or greatergood.org, and say, hey, you know what, this, you know, people, kids are getting hurt. Not many, but now that you know that there are risks, you need to make the decisions. And if you get something like measles, the World Health Organization treats measles with vitamin A and reduces their death rate by 50%.
How much vitamin, isn't it like 100,000 IUs or 50,000 IUs of vitamin A in one shot, one dose?
If you're under 12 months of age, it's 100,000 IUs, one shot. If you're over 12 months of age, it's 200,000 IUs, one shot. And guess what? I use that in my office, okay? I've never seen a case of measles because, again, literally it's one in a million. But I see the flu. I see mono. I see other viruses, and they're all eradicated by vitamin A.
Yeah.
And if you get whooping cough, you take antibiotics, okay? There are not a, we like to prevent disease. We like to wash our hands. We like to cover our mouth when we sneeze. But you can also treat these things if you get them. But again, at the end of the day, you're the parent. You have the right to choose. You get to deal with the consequence. But for the majority of these illnesses, they're too rare. They're not happening, except for the whooping cough. That's happening.
All right, let's do this. Let's take our last commercial break. We'll be right back with more of Dr. Jared Skowron.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time.
time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Jared Skarin. We're talking about vaccines, the recent outbreak of measles. These are vaccinated children that are coming down with measles, folks. Don't listen to the media and the pharmaceutical agenda that these are unvaccinated children or adults. Interestingly enough, adenovirus vaccine must be an oral vaccine. It's got sucrose in it. FD&C yellow dye number 6. I mean, who needs dye in vaccine? What is it? It has to look pretty so that people... It has phthalates in it. I mean, we've talked about the dangers of phthalates. They're anti-androgens. There's just so much crap in it. And listen to this. I had Dr. Meryl Nass on my show 5, 6, 7 years ago. She spoke in front of Congress about the dangers of the anthrax vaccine that was being administered to military personnel. 1 out of every 1,000 people who received the anthrax vaccine developed life-threatening heart problem, swelling in the heart. Guess what the number one ingredient in the anthrax vaccine is? Aluminum hydroxide. I mean, this is crazy. Formaldehyde. This is craziness. You don't need those things to deliver the vaccines. I don't understand it. Okay,
you don't.
All right, so let's get off this topic for a second. So for those people out there who do have children on the spectrum, you have found things that work for your patients, correct?
I do. You know, and I've had the pleasure of working with kids on the spectrum and developmental delays for 12 years of private practice. And you know, we don't use pharmaceuticals. We just use natural therapies. And so, you know, I've been perfecting what most of these kids need to improve their language, to improve their development, to improve their sensory issues, their motor function, their language. You know, to get a kid who can't talk to look at you and finally say, I love you, okay? That's what we want for these kids. We want to pull out their greatest potential. Because kids with autism, if you don't treat them, they're not going to get better. And that's what a lot of pediatricians will tell you. Just say, you know what? They'll grow out of it. No, you don't grow out of it. Okay? You're eventually going to have to put your child in the home if you don't do something.
What would you say to the CDC would use the movie Contagion to color you as just some opportunistic person who's trying to sell your supplements? What would you say to them?
You know, I'm trying to do as much as I can. You know, I do everything that I can for the patients in my office, and now I'm trying to help as many parents out there. Now, I know that, you know, how do you trust something that's out there? The first thing that we're doing for the families who want to try our supplements is free samples. We will send you a free sample anytime, anywhere. You want to try it first. See what happens, okay? We've also got the research. We've got the white papers that show the research about here are the ingredients in our products, and here's the research out in the science that shows that this helps in kids on the spectrum.
In fact, we've done shows about some of these when the research was breaking about their effectiveness. One of them was a methylated version of a B vitamin, right?
Oh, yeah. Now, I'll tell you, methylation is really hitting the functional medicine arena the past few years. I think we've done shows on that MTHFR gene.
Yes, yes.
You know, that's your methylation gene that 50% of people don't have working, okay? And when you don't methylate, and methylation is just a chemical process where you add
in the liver.
A carbon atom.
Right.
You know, you're at increased risk for depression. You're at increased risk for anxiety. You're at increased risk for heart disease. You're at increased risk for cancer. And you're at increased risk for developmental problems, ADHD and autism and SPD. So that's 50% of people genetically who are at risk. And all you need to do to treat it is take this methylated folate. And that's it.
And that's also one of the supplements that you've had great success with children on the spectrum, right?
Amazing success. ADHD, autism, suicidal tendencies. I had this great 9-year-old who was horribly suicidal, and no parent wants to hear that from their child. And they tried every drug to try and help him. Nothing worked. We finally gave him methylfolate, and the next day, he was better. He was happy. And right. He's been happy. This was 4 years ago I saw him. He's been happy ever since. Some people just need this methylfolate and methyl B12. Use the activated form of vitamins, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, any vitamin we take might as well be the activated form.
Right.
Or your body has to go through that extra process of activating it. And if you genetically can't activate it, you're going to have problems.
Plug your website.
Right. I just want everybody to go check it out. SpectrumAwakening.com. Okay? We've got videos explaining what the nutrients do. We've got the research. We've got the white papers. Let us send you a free sample. Try it out. I know a big issue with these kids is the compliance. They have big issues of sensory when it comes to tasting.
Taste and feel, even feel of things.
And the feel of things and the texture. You know, that's been my biggest issue, not whether or not these supplements work, but will the child take them. Mix it in some food. Mix it in some drink. Try it. See if they'll take it. Okay? You won't see the full effect within a few days, but you should see something. You should see your child calmer, more focused, better sleep, better interactions, maybe an extra word or two. Just let, you know, see if it does something for you. I just want people to try everything they can for their children.
SpectrumAwakening.com, and if you use the coupon code SuperHumanRadio, not only will you get a discount, but we're going to select a charitable organization to receive a percentage of the proceeds as well from your purchase. So
that's right. 10% off for you and the purchaser, and 5% to Carl's groups. We're trying to help kids.
Yeah. Very, very good. Dr. Scourin, thanks for being on the show today.
Always a pleasure, Carl. Let's do it more often.
Yes, absolutely. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
So there you have it. You have to make your own decisions about vaccines. That's something that is between you and your child, but you should not be forced, coerced, or fear-mongered tactics into scaring you to vaccinate your children without understanding the potential risks vaccines, like all other drug modalities, come with risks, come with side effects. Do not let people mislead you by omission, by making you think that vaccines are completely safe, because they're not. Nothing is completely safe. Water's not completely safe, okay? So surely vaccines aren't either. The mom in Connecticut, she says that her child developed autism immediately after the MMR vaccine. There's some that are going to say she's wrong. It was coincidental. But she's the one who has to make that decision and know whether she did the right thing by getting her child vaccinated or not. And obviously, there's lots of evidence that the CDC is has an unhealthy relationship with the vaccine manufacturers. This particular congressman, Bill Posey, is calling the CDC out, saying that they're just way too involved with the manufacturers. There's collusion. It's got to stop. And I agree with him. And I think he needs to go a step further and talk about the FDA and how closely they work with these organizations and cover up for them. Also want to thank Brooks Kubik for coming on and talking about Planet Fitness today. During the first hour, his website is BrooksKubik, KUBIK.com. You can also get his new ebook. If you go to Amazon.com, you can download the Kindle version of one of his earliest dinosaur training books. Just search for Brooks Kubik or dinosaur training and you'll find it. And please, if you do buy it and you do like it, make sure to comment and rate the book for other people who find it. And it's Monday. We've got lots of great shows planned for the rest of the week, and we will talk to you then. And thanks for listening today.